if the ingredients are active and they're working and the ferulic acid is feruliking, then great. Fine with me. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Put the Lotion in the Basket. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Anna.
Do you know what? This weather is getting me down.
I know. It's raining again.
It's been raining so much, and I know this is the norm for most regions of the world at this time of year, but it's not the norm in California, in Southern California at least. And it's like, I left the UK because of the rain, and it's like, here's the rain. So...
Exactly.
I'm not happy about it.
No, I don't like it either. It's getting me down too.
Do you know what it has done though? It's made me, because I kind of stayed in yesterday and I've been staying in more because the weather's just annoying me. So I have been really leaning into the ritual of skincare in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually really enjoyed that kind of connection with my products. So in a way, I've got a lot to thank the rain for. I'm putting a positive spin on it.
Yeah, a silver lining. That's good. Your skin does look good, actually. It looks good today.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
It looks, what's the word? I don't know. It looks a little brighter or something.
Well, maybe that's got something to do with a certain serum that I ordered last week.
Oh, so this is our follow-up to SoulCeuticals, right?
Yes.
The quote-unquote Korean skincare brand.
Korean-adjacent skincare.
That's made in Florida, based in Florida anyway.
but takes a lot of inspiration from Korea. Yeah, so we were talking about this last week, and if you remember, in true Patrick style, I did an impulse buy during the actual taping, because that's what I do. I buy first, I worry later. That's my mantra.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't see any possible issues. Yeah.
So I got it a few days ago. I was quite impressed with the professionalism of the whole purchase. So this is the Dayglow Vitamin C Serum with ferulic acid. It's another SkinCeuticals dupe. It's called SoulCeuticals. So it's duping all over the place.
It is.
It's a Korean dupe. It's a SkinCeuticals dupe. The price is not a SkinCeuticals price. I think it was under $30.
I think, yeah, it was about $20. Can I see the bottle?
Yeah, sure.
Packaging is important. It's cute. It's in a dark blue bottle with a bright orange label.
Yeah, I like the blue glass. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's got Korean font.
It does. It has Korean characters.
Yeah.
SoulCeuticals. I mean, I assume that's... also what's written in Korean on the bottle, but...
Well, who knows? We should find out.
Palm Beach, Florida, it says when you look close. Distributed by SoulCeuticals, Palm Beach, Florida.
So look, it arrived. I had, you know, I'd run out of the last vitamin C, we are in America, serum I was using. So I was pleased to reintroduce this into my routine. I'm just going to quickly talk about something I heard on Queer Eye the other night. I don't know if you watch Queer Eye.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's a reality makeover show. It's these five very loud gay people, and they kind of descend upon someone, you know, in this series, it's Louisiana, and they find this lovely person and they kind of give them a makeover and then they leave them with their amazing life and amazing skincare routine. So Jonathan was singing this song. I can't remember how the song goes, but I remember the order of the products in the song. Toner, serum, moisturizer, SPF.
Okay.
He's doing it in this really camp song, like toner, serum, moisturizer, SPF. And it's become this thing now for me because I'm using a toner, I'm using a serum, obviously using a moisturizer and an SPF, but I'm like, what comes first, the serum or the toner? Jonathan Van Ness answered my question.
Perfect.
So my first thing after cleansing is using the AHA, BHA, PHA 30-Day Miracle Toner from our a wonderful gift from our fantastic guest, Sam. Hello, Sam, if you're listening. This is the toner. Got to say, I like it. It's mild. It's not overbearing. I'm using my fingers to put it on my face, and it's like, I think there's a gap in the market for a toner applicator.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know that people are probably thinking, well, that's what cotton wool is. But I don't know why toners just don't come with a spray bottle, because I just like the idea of spraying a mist onto my face and then kind of dabbing. I'd happily dab with fingers. At the moment, I'm putting some drops into my hand and kind of just like rubbing it into my face. And I just feel there's a better way to do this.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you do when it comes to
toner?
You know,
I do use a cotton ball. The toner, the only toner that I've been using regularly every, like after cleansing night and morning, is, even as boring as it is, the CeraVe moisturizing toner. Mm-hmm. Anything that's harsh, like a toner, I don't know. I just, it usually can irritate my skin and I'm always putting some cream or a serum on top. So I find it's really nice. I just do it a light application with a cotton ball. I really soak the cotton ball like kind of a lot. And then I do a super light application. And I find that it does live up to the name. It does seem to be moisturizing. And then I quickly follow it up while my skin is still a little damp with my serum or moisturizer or whatever.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. See, that's interesting, because I kind of feel, because this is, I'm kind of doing like a 5-step skincare system at the moment. So, you know, in between applications, I'm kind of either fanning my skin so it dries. I just feel like I don't want to like just rush the whole process and just pack all of this stuff onto my face for only for it to be rubbed off by my fingers. So I've been like letting it absorb.
Well, I think that it kind of depends on what products you're using. So this toner you're using, the AHA BHA 30 Days Miracle Toner, so it's by a Korean brand, a real Korean brand, Some by Me. So it's an exfoliator. So it kind of makes sense to me that this, for this one, you would want to put it on and then let it do its thing, take a bead, and then layer. I mean, for me, like with the moisturizing toner, it's kind of just, it's almost like water, really, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's got some stuff in it, ceramides, whatever those are, but it's kind of like water. And I sort of just think of it almost as a base to help the other products absorb in a little better. Like, I don't think it has active ingredients in it. You know what I mean? It doesn't have acids or vitamin C or anything. I'm putting my vitamin C serum on top of it. But then once I do in the daytime, once I do the vitamin C serum, I do let that sit for at least a couple minutes before I follow it up with my moisturizing SPF. So,
oh, good. So you do give it a minute to do its thing.
I do. Yeah. Just not with the toner that I use, but I think with a toner like this, then that makes more sense. I've been using this toner too, though, for a different purpose. Because the amazing Sam also gifted me a bottle of this after she was on our show. Now, I haven't been using it on my face because I do remain devoted to the Dr. Dennis Gross peel pads, which I use religiously always at night, really. And those are a chemical exfoliator. So I feel like I don't need AHA BHA toner, but what I have been using it for, I guess this is a little bit maybe TMI, so if any listeners don't want to hear about my sensitive areas of my body, then just fast forward a few seconds or something. But I get waxed regularly to, you know, take care of my personal area hygiene. Uh-huh. And I have been using this on my area. Like just a little bit on a cotton ball. Woo. After waxing, it doesn't sting. It's super gentle in order to prevent any like ingrown hairs, or sometimes there's like little pink bumps that can happen after waxing, just like from the irritation, I guess, of ripping hair from its roots out of your most sensitive parts of your body. But I find that just a little swipe with this toner a couple times a day keeps ingrown hairs and pink bumps away. So that's a use that I've been.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, it's becoming like a multi-purpose miracle product.
Well, yeah, the esthetician who does my waxing had told me once, you know, if you want to avoid any bumps or ingrown hairs, you can, if you have like an exfoliating pad, you know, you can use it, not like immediately after a wax, but like the next day you can use it on that skin. But I don't really want to use one of my rather pricey Dr. Dennis Gross 2-step peel pads, you know, on my like
on your area.
Yeah. I mean, those are for my face. Yeah, I mean,
it's for the part of the body that people are really going to see.
Right. Or, I mean, a lot of people. Not like, you know.
Well, I don't know how many people
hopefully
see that area.
Someone's seeing. Like, so, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, this is good for. This is good for that. So a little tip.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Good to know. And it actually does have tea tree in it, which is like a natural antiseptic, isn't it?
Something. I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't wax, but I hear that, you know, tea tree or witch hazel. Do you have witch hazel in the US?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can get that at the drugstore.
Yeah. The drugstore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, this is a bougie product. But if it's giving you results, then
it's not that expensive, actually.
Is it not? How much is it?
A lot of the Korean brands are more affordable than...
They're more affordable. Let me look it up. Oh, $14.50.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, use liberally then.
Yeah.
Use it all over. My God, I'd be bathing in it.
Yeah, we should.
Okay. So anyway, so I'm liking the toner. I'm just happy that I'm incorporating a toner into my routine because I haven't really been doing that for a long time. So let's talk about the SoulZooticals Day Glow Serum Vitamin C. It's only been 3 or 4 days, but I've got to say, that's what I love about vitamin C. A good vitamin C serum will kind of give you results almost instantly. It just does something to even out the skin tone and just give it a kind of a crisp brightness.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, and I can see it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I see it too. And it's like, I know I'm using lots of different products, but like ever since I started using this, it went on great. It absorbed great. It didn't irritate because I've got to say, actually, Dr. Brenner, mm-hmm. I used their vitamin C with Ferulic and I think I did put probably a little bit too much on. I was putting it on like it was aftershave, but like I really went red, you know, you know, from like healthy to just looking like a minor burns victim. So that wasn't so good. So this, I haven't had any redness, I've had brightness, and it's got that wonderful ascorbic acid smell. You know that smell that you get from a really good, you can just tell there's active products in it.
It's kind of a smoky smell, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A bit smoky, yeah. And also, if you ever get kind of catch any of it on the corner of your mouth and you taste it,
mm-hmm.
it kind of is it's acidic, it's a little bit lemony, you know, mm-hmm. sort of like, or orangey, I guess, or whatever. So all of those boxes have been ticked for that. So now it's just a question of just continuing to use it.
Wow. So, okay. Well, that sounds like an A+ for the SoulZooticals Vitamin C Serum. So even though we are skeptical of their claim to be a Korean brand, that doesn't mean that their products can't be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if the ingredients are active and they're working and the ferulic acid is feruliking, then great. Fine with me.
Absolutely. And by the way, true to my word, I too ordered a SoulZooticals product because I said I would try a product and just try to evaluate it for its merits, regardless of, you know, there are questions about their claims of being a Korean brand. It hasn't arrived yet. I paid for expedited shipping, but it is apparently arriving Monday. I guess I ordered it, I don't know what day, but anyway. So I haven't tried it yet. I will next week, but I was true to my word. I did order it and I tried to get it in time for this podcast taping, but I ordered a mask. It's a snail mucin and turmeric mask. So I'm going to try it as soon as I get it and I will report back next week on that.
How, do you remember how much it was?
Yes, it was about $20.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is all in the affordable range. It's not the all-in-one anti-aging snail repair cream, is it?
No, it is the snail mucin and turmeric anti-aging mask. You know, you just put it on for 10 minutes or something like that. And then I think it's supposed to be like moisturizing. I've been kind of into masks this past week. Like,
yeah,
I sort of gave up on masks at a certain point because they don't really create any lasting results most of the time. But I'd been really wanting one that would just clear out any blackheads, you know, like around my nose and stuff.
Yeah.
So I got one at Ulta, some kind of, now I forget the name of it, but it was some sort of just like green, you know, clay masks that you plop on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. I've been enjoying it. I do think it cleared out my pores a bit. So I don't know. I'll continue my mask journey with this SoulCeuticals product.
Yeah. And do you do masks in the morning or the evening?
Evening. I'd wash my face, then do the mask, then the peel pad, and then my nighttime moisturizer.
Wow.
It's a little
evening.
Extra. Yeah. Yeah. I've just been like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I feel like the rest of my life has been sort of chaotic. So I'm just exerting extra control with a multi-step evening routine. I haven't been doing it every night, but I've been doing it here and there, and it's been satisfying.
You've just reminded me of when I was a teenager stealing my sister's skincare. Do you ever use the Dermalogica dermal clay mask?
No.
Oh, just so good. And this was when I was 15 and I had no business putting masks on my face, but I did it anyway. It was just this kind of really, well, it was basically kind of like mud in a tub. Mm-hmm. And it would, you know, it would go on, it would dry, but it would have this really wonderful, almost kind of menthol aroma. And then it would just kind of, you could wash it off with water, or you could just kind of use a washcloth and it would just kind of take your face off, basically.
You take it off with a chisel and a hammer.
It would crack. Like, I think I was putting on way too much as well. But like, there would be cracks. It would like have a rock formation kind of situation going on. But it really did. It sucked out whatever was in there. Whatever was bad and probably whatever is good in the face at the same time. Yeah, definitely needed a moisturizer after that one.
Yeah, I mean, at some point I realized that's kind of what they're doing when you go to get a facial. They're kind of just putting one mask after another onto your face. I mean, they do other things and it depends on the kind of facial, like extractions and stuff like that. But a lot of the time, it's more or less like they're just doing multiple masks in a row. So I was sort of like, hey, I could do this at home. The one that I would like to get my hands on again, because I have not tried it for years, so I don't know if it will live up to my memory, but years ago, I did the Origins charcoal mask.
Oh, yes.
And I remember that thing just sucked any debris out of any pore. I was amazed. I remember using it and being like, wow, I can't see my pores. And I don't know if it's still as good, if it would still work as well, but I'm going to try it again and update my review, because I remember that being a truly effective mask.
Do you know, I've always had such a soft spot for Origins. I don't know why. Because people in the industry don't really recommend it, because I think it is owned by Procter & Gamble or you know, people that make Colgate toothpaste also own Origins. Or there's some kind of, I don't know who owns it, but it's a little disheartening when you kind of scratch behind the surface. But I don't know, it's a combination of the packaging and the fragrance, which is not really, that shouldn't be your criteria when you're looking at skincare, but I just love them. There's a couple of products that I've spoken about it before, the Checks and Balances Foaming Face Wash, I will always love, just because of how it feels when I put it on my face. But the Clear Improvement Charcoal Mask.
I remember it being quite amazing.
It really is. So. It really does. Yeah, it's got, I'm just looking at it now, it's charcoal, clay, and bamboo. And those three ingredients, let me tell you.
I'm going to try it again. And that's my other homework assignment from this episode. It is, Origins is owned by the Estee Lauder companies.
That's it, Estee Lauder, not Procter & Gamble.
Yeah, they were sort of one of the original prestige, you know, skincare brands, though, I think. I mean, of course, you know, they've kind of tumbled in recent years, because now there's just so many brands and such higher end brands and medical grade brands and all this stuff, and I feel like Origins now seems like super old school.
Yeah,
but
old school, a bit tame.
Mm-hmm. But that charcoal mask, I'm getting my hands on that this week.
But like, I am a bit old school. Like, I'm still talking about Dermalogica, you know, and I don't really know if the kids are into that.
I don't either.
I don't think they are. I think they're not, because I don't see anyone on TikTok banging on about Dermalogica and Origins. But you know, I think hang on a minute, guys. Let's have some respect for the skincare phenomenons that came before us, because they paved the way for all of this new skincare that we're talking about today.
That's true.
Yeah, so let's put Origins and Dermalogica back on the map.
All right, I like it. taking a stand.
I'm taking a stand.
Well, you have one more product on the table here. What is that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this is, again, a gift from Sam. So Sam also gifted another Korean brand. Now, it's so Korean that there's two English words. Well, three. Made in Korea. And then Dynasty Cream.
Okay. Dynasty Cream. Got it.
So I have started using this in the last couple of days. I was using Dr. Anthony Campos's moisturizer before that, which I love. This stuff is really hydrating, really light, goes on a charm. And this is after, don't forget, I've already put my toner and my vitamin C serum on. I really like it. Mm.
And so you're using it as a moisturizer, like during the day under your SPF? So, toner, serum,
toner,
moisturizer.
Serum, moisturizer, SPF.
SPF.
Yeah, so that's the third thing I put on my face, and it's the Dynasty Cream. Let me just see.
Yeah, I'm looking it up online now. It says it is by a brand called Beauty of... I'm going to mangle this name. Beauty of, I want to say, Hosan.
Hosan.
Like Hoseon, but it's Korean and not Spanish. So it's, anyway, Beauty of Joseon. Is how you spell it. That's the brand.
Okay. Oh, and it's, again, very affordable, $19.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, because it looks very, I mean, this could be $250.
It's, yeah.
Like the packaging
beautiful
is so
packaging.
Chic. It's in a really kind of like heavy glass tub, you know?
It says, yeah, it's the Dynasty Cream is their very first product. And it has a firm and creamy texture.
Yes, it does.
And it says it's an all-in-one cream filled with good for skin ingredients like rice bran water, ginseng water, squalene, and niacinamide.
Mm. Oh, good. I'm glad I'm getting some niacinamide into my face.
So it's just a lovely moisturizer.
So,
huh?
Yeah, you know, my skin is responding well. My Irish skin is loving this Korean stuff that's going into it. And then I'm finishing with another gift from Sam, the SPF 50 Korean.
Round Lab Birch sunscreen.
Yes, thank you. That one, again. Just
loved it.
Such an experience putting it on.
I think it might have broken me out, as we discussed on a previous episode. I'm not positive. I am going to try it again before I reach a final verdict, because I really don't want it to be true, because I loved the product. I'm glad that you like it, though.
I think it might be something else that broke you out, because it just from start to finish was just a great experience. It just absorbs beautifully. And it's SPF 50, don't forget, you know? Mm-hmm. And I remember the one and only time I bought a CeraVe SPF 50. I 3 minutes into rubbing this stuff onto my face, so I still looked like I was a mime artist, you know?
Yes, I do.
So, no. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just goes to show you whatever technology they're using, it is head and shoulders above what you're going to get in a drugstore here in the US.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you.
Well, your skin is looking good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, it noticeably glowy.
Yeah, glowy. Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
And even.
Yeah, even. Thank you. That's how it feels. And there's just a suppleness to it, you know. And again, this is a Botox-free face you're looking at as well. So that taken into consideration, I think it's looking pretty good.
It is looking good. It looks like softened. It's, Yeah,
softened, plumped. You know, we have a Peloton, and whenever I do like a 30-minute workout, I don't know if you notice this, when you work out, you look at your face after you've stopped like sweating and you don't look like a tomato anymore, your skin just looks so good.
Oh yeah, I'm a big exercise fan. Like I've just always played a sport or had an activity and I, you know, keep it up with different things. And yeah, I mean, it's good for on many levels, like from mental health to physical health. But I also think it makes my skin look a lot better.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like getting up in the morning, working out, having a shower, and then putting on 4 or 5 different Korean skincare products. It's hard to have a bad day after that. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah, it's it is. Then
it
you're ready
about
to
setting yourself up for the day.
Rule the world.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So that's my story and I'm sticking with it. Do we have any other
points
of business today?
We do. All right. Okay. So I have a point of business. So this is a skincare related news story that just came out in the last week that I thought was quite interesting. It's science-y. Some researchers at UC Riverside, which is right here in our backyard. We're in Los Angeles. UC Riverside is Inland Empire. So, you know, just an hour or two away from where we sit right now. They did some lab studies to test. There is an often repeated claim in skincare products that hyaluronic acid works so well as a moisturizer because it holds 1,000 times its weight in water. I mean, you've heard this, right?
I've heard it. And it's like, if anything ever sounded too good to be true, it's that.
Yeah. And I want to talk about that. But first, they tested this. So these are my kind of chemists. They went into a lab and did some kind of experiment that I'm reading the description of, which I don't really understand, but whatever. The takeaway is that claim is not true. The title of the study is "The Fallacy of Hyaluronic Acid Binding 1,000 times its Weight in Water." But then, so it goes on to say, I'm trying to find it. It only binds to about 20 times its weight in water, which is
here's the thing
pretty that's good right
to like me. I'm sold. I'm buying the
me
product
too.
20 times
I'm like, oh,
it's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Like, just stop lying.
Totally. I mean, to be honest, like, I maybe you understand it, this idea of a product like a moisturizing ingredient holding many times its weight in water has never really made sense to me anyway. I'm not very good at chemistry, and I'm not very good at visualizing chemistry ideas. And I've always been like, I don't know, that sounds good. What does it really mean anyway? Because if I put a cream on my face when my face is still damp that contains hyaluronic acid, my face doesn't feel 1,000 times heavier than it did 2 minutes earlier. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I've never understood really what that means or how to apply that concept in my mind to like what a skincare product, right? Does it make sense to you?
No,
it's never made sense to me.
It makes zero sense to me. It's like, because I mean, in my simplistic brain, I was like, well, if I just put loads of water on my face, then surely it will just absorb and I'll have a really hydrated face. And then someone once broke it down for me, and I can't really remember what they said, but they were like, water molecules are way too big to penetrate the skin surface, but hyaluronic acid is like, well, that's as much as I remember.
So, I mean,
yeah,
I don't
know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to pretend I do anymore.
Same here. I don't understand
but
chemistry.
I've never needed to know because again, I'm like a magpie when it comes to this kind of thing. And if it says hold 20 times the amount of water, I'm like, fine, that's fine. I'll put it on my face. Thank
I mean,
you.
20 times sounds pretty good. So I'm like, I'm left with like some competing takeaways from this news. I'm like, okay, on the one hand, this goes to just how opaque marketing is in skincare. And we've talked about this.
Yeah.
And so much crap. And it's like, what is believable? What is true? I mean, but on the other hand, I'm like, I don't know, 20 times sounds pretty good too. I never understood the 1,000 times concept anyway.
I'm glad that it's true that hyaluronic acid does something to your face. You know, I'm glad
exactly.
that someone, you know, some marketing person didn't just pluck it out of obscurity and pack it on the side of a carton and sell it to people for no, you know, without doing their research. I'm delighted it works, and there is hyaluronic acid in this SolSuiticals Day Glow Serum and also alpha tocopherol. I'm going to have to look that one up. I don't know what that is. See, I don't know what it is and I'm putting it on my face. So yeah, great, great.
Great,
this,
right?
This is a good day for hyaluronic acid.
I know. I would like to understand. I am curious like what these researchers would say about what we're supposed to make of this. Like, why did they decide to investigate this claim? And does this mean that hyaluronic acid is like bunk in their minds, or is it like, oh, it's still pretty good, just not as good as we thought? I don't know.
Let's
maybe we
on.
Can ask them.
We're in. This is an open invitation.
Yeah,
to
maybe
appear on put the lotion in the basket.
Maybe this week I will reach out to Michael Hirung. I'm probably once again mangling a name here, but he did this research. He is an organic chemist at UC Riverside.
Ooh, an organic chemist.
Chemist who
put organic at the beginning of a sentence and it just sounds more impressive.
Sold. Yeah, it says he's a pioneer in the field of microarrays, whatever that is. No idea. Why is chemistry so confusing?
Oh, it's I
truly cannot understand it at all.
Oh God, I just look at that periodic table of elements and I want to go back into bed because I just don't understand anything.
I still remember it though.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so. What? Give me a symbol. Like, tell me a element symbol.
Ti.
Titanium.
Very good. V.
Ooh, I don't know that one.
You don't know that one.
Damn.
C.
Carbon.
Okay, good. DS.
DS. I don't know DS.
Yeah, so you don't know them. But that's okay. That's okay. You got two.
Two out of four.
Got two out of four.
Give me one more. Let's see, five, and then we'll see. If I get three out of five, I feel like I'm still kind of on the positive side.
Okay, N.
N. Nitrogen?
Yes.
Okay.
O.
Oxygen.
Yes. See, I'm giving you easy ones, but that's fine. F.
Fluorine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's give you, for to win the game, I'm going to give you one from the bottom row. I feel like I'm on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
K.
Potassium.
Yes, you win. Congratulations. Congratulations. You win a periodic table of elements.
Excellent.
Okay, I think we're done here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be we're gonna bring the periodic table game back to every episode once Anna's done some revisions.
Well, once we reach out to this organic chemist, maybe
we'll see if he knows. Do you know what? I want to start inviting chemists onto the show and seeing how well they know their periodic table.
I bet he knows the periodic table.
Wow, he knows his hyaluronic acid. I know that much.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna give you a call, Dr. Pirung?
Yeah, let's call him. Let's call him. I think I'd love to get him on the phone and just have a conversation about hyaluronic acid.
Me too.
Because it's on every single product out there at the moment.
Yeah, so I want to know, what are we to make of his research? Okay, this is, so homework assignments for next week include, I will try the SoulCeuticals mask that is on the way.
Yes.
I will get my hands on the Origins charcoal mask and see if it's as good as I remember. And I will contact Michael Pirung. Again, I'm sorry. I apologize. We will get it right once we figure out how to say it and connect with you. But we will reach out to this chemist at UC Riverside and ask him what we should make of his work on hyaluronic acid. We have a lot to do.
Yes, I'm just going to keep toning, putting on my serum, and just really loving all of my Korean skincare products.
Perfect.
Okay, sounds good. Guys, thank you so much for listening and for joining us on this wonderful journey. And as ever, if you don't do anything else today, put on some SPF and also research your Korean skincare products.
Yes. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.